For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
All right, Detroit!
Of all the popular bands that people have rocked out to over the years, few are more recognizable than Kiss.
The hottest band in the land, Kiss!
With their distinctive makeup and personas and their wild stage shows, the group has attracted legions of fans. One avid fan who became a collector of Kiss memorabilia is John Downs of Charleston. His collection includes hundreds of Kiss-related items. He said it all started in high school when he saw something in a friend's cassette collection.
It was Kiss, and it was the Destroyer album. And I thought, that's kind of an interesting cover, so I put it on, and as soon as I heard the first chords, I was immediately drawn to Kiss. So Destroyer was the very first thing I ever heard by Kiss.
Downs recently donated his collection to the University of South Carolina Music Library. He said he realized that he couldn't take it with him, but he wanted to keep it together.
This is just my lifetime collection. And I just didn't want it to break up or get piecemealed out, so that's why I wanted this to be a collection that would not be broken up, but would be taken by somebody who could care for it and let future generations see it.
Downs called the university and was impressed with the library's enthusiasm. USC Associate Dean for Special Collections Elizabeth Suddeth also was impressed with the collection's breadth.
There are guitars and basses. There are many act models that were played by Gene Simmons. They're very special. But we also have one or two that have artwork by Ken Kelly, the comic book artist. Wonderful photographs by Don DeLessio, and many of them are signed. There is a fair amount of art by Paul Stanley because he's also known as an artist.
Drumsticks, backstage passes, records, and marketing materials are also included. Downs said marketing is one reason why the band members go through so many guitars and sell them when they could have kept them.
Kiss is the masters of marketing. So, hey, you can play an instrument and somebody's going to offer you money for it, more than what you paid for it, and you're making a profit. Sure, why not? Plus, you're making a collector's or a Kiss fan's dream come true. They get to actually own, in a way, a piece of their idol.
So let's rock and roll all night and party every day!
Music librarian Anna Dubnyakovich expects researchers to use the collection, though it's hard to predict in what ways.
We are usually surprised when people come to us and ask for these items in unexpected ways where we didn't necessarily predict that the collections would be used in that way. But given the size and the variety of the collection, I'm convinced that we will generate lots of research interest.
Suddeth agreed.
We have people coming here for music, but I dare say we've not had anyone come here specifically to do research on a rock band. It could be someone perhaps interested in looking at the business side of a rock band, because I think that you could look at how the band markets itself.
The collection eventually will be exhibited, but a date has not been determined. Downs said his love for Kiss is undiminished by time, and just because he's donated the collection doesn't mean he'll stop collecting.
Won't stop collecting. It's a fever, like I said. I can't get it out of my system.
So you figure you'll do that the rest of your life?
Why not? I love music. I love Kiss. Why not?
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.